Your Wedding Your Way, number 6. Thanks for coming back. I'm so glad you joined us again, and for all your new folks, I'm glad you found us at Your Wedding Your Way. I'm Leanne, and I'm your host. I would just love to say thank you so much for the emails, and give me a call. I'd love to hear from you at 206-339-9339. Is there something special that happened at your wedding that just stood out? Call me and let me know. Also, if you'd like to email me instead, send it to leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. Well, on with our show. Oh no, I almost forgot. DestinationFlavor.com. Have you gone there and checked out what's happening with the Splenda flavor blends? French vanilla, hazelnut, and mocha. They're all delicious, and they're all fabulous in what they do for your coffee and for your iced tea, and for many of the recipes that I cook with. I use them in a lot of things. So give it a check, then call me at this special number to tell me what you think of the flavor blends. The number is 206-600-4554. So let me know, okay? Thanks. Now, on to our show. The warm fuzzies. What do I mean by the warm fuzzies? Well, if you're anything like me and you're discussing your wedding, you're wanting to share it with people that really matter to you, and this is probably the most special day that you've had in all of your life thus far. And for me, that gave me the warm fuzzies. It just made me all warm and gooey inside, and I was just so happy all the time that I was planning the wedding and the whole day of the wedding. It was just fabulous. In fact, it was kind of a major letdown after the wedding because I'd had so much fun planning. But the honeymoon was great, so it wasn't really a letdown. But I just had this real feeling of, what am I doing today? I just had to change my gears and get into the kickback and enjoy my husband mode, which was real fun. Anyway, so that's what the warm fuzzies are. We're going to talk today about choosing your wedding party. Just a few little tidbits that I came across when I was going through the choices that I made. First of all, really think about who your closest friends are. There's so many girls that think that they have to have 12 bridesmaids, of course 12 groomsmen to go with those 12 bridesmaids, all of the flower girls and the ushers and the candlelighters. I had a lot of girls in my wedding too, but that was basically because I have a lot of family and I was very, very intent on having all of my family members involved, at least all of my nieces and nephews and my sisters. So that's why I had the large wedding party. But if you don't really have that many close friends, you don't need to feel like you have to have everybody that you've known from kindergarten on up in your wedding party. Just choose the people who have been there with you through the difficult times and the fun times. Pick the people who you know are going to have the same standards and the same goals. People that really matter in your life. Don't just choose somebody because you don't want to hurt their feelings. Say you've been pals with them for the last month or so and you've done some things together, or maybe you have a girlfriend that was a close friend during high school, but you've kind of drifted apart since then, or even through college. Don't feel like you have to have them in there. If they're not somebody that really matters in your life and you don't share things with them, then it's okay to just not have them in your wedding. You also want to think of the number of attendants that you're having. Lots of girls choose this huge amount of girls to stand and be their bridesmaids, and then their poor groom is struggling to come up with another friend to go with your friend because you have such a long list. Maybe let him choose the people that are most important to him, and then you go with that list of or that number and decide who you're going to have in your wedding from there. That might really help you to narrow things down. Just if you have somebody that is on the outskirts but he doesn't have someone to go with them in the wedding party, then that's another way to kind of help narrow it down without hurting people's feelings. So be sure that the girls that you choose are ones that are going to be helpful to you. This especially applies to maids of honor and matrons of honor, because these girls are going to be there with you when you go wedding dress shopping or shopping for the bridesmaids' dresses, and all the little intricate details. They're going to be the ones who are planning your wedding shower for you, and you need to be sure that there's someone that you can depend on, someone whose decisions you trust and whose thoughts and attitudes are kind of in sync with yours. You want girls, and you also want groomsmen, who hold the same standards as you. You don't want somebody there and the idea of a wedding vow doesn't really mean anything to them. You want somebody who's going to be able to stand up there on the platform during the day of your wedding and say, I'm here because I agree that so-and-so should be marrying so-and-so. I've watched their lives grow together. And you kind of have the same morals and standards and the same fiber of thought process there because they are standing up for you at your wedding. You also want your wedding to be fun. So when you're choosing your wedding attendants, choose somebody who's going to be fun, people who are fun to be with. You want to choose someone who's going to make your day enjoyable. You don't want the planning and all the preparation to become a drudgery because you pick somebody who is a type of a prima donna or someone who needs to have their ego stroked all the time. It's very important to think of these things because that can wear you out and it can be very trying for you. And the next few weeks or the next few months or possibly a year are going to have some difficult spots for you. It's going to be some frustrations and you don't want to have to be dealing with somebody else's ego and everything else in the way of having to make the decisions you have to make. Something else to consider when you're choosing people to be in your wedding is finances. And not that that would keep somebody from being in your wedding, but think about when you ask someone, if you have a friend that's very dear to you, you love them with all your heart, and you really want them to be there to share that day with you and to stand up for you. If it's financial hardship for them to be in your wedding, they might come up with an excuse to turn you down. If you know that it's going to be a struggle, maybe you might be willing to or offer to help them with the cost of the dress, or if you're having shoes dyed or some special accessories, maybe be there to offer a helping hand there if you could, because you don't want this to be a stressful, difficult time for them either. You want it to be a time where they can come together with you and just enjoy the day and enjoy the wedding planning time too. Next, let's discuss the people who are going to officiate at the wedding for you. If you have a pastor and a co-pastor that you love, then you probably already have it figured out who you're going to have officiate the wedding for you. But if it's tough for you to decide between two different ministers and you want them both in there, then there are ways that you can get around making jobs for both of them. One minister could be the person who brought you up and said the opening prayer and maybe did the communion time with you. Or the other minister could help with the saying of the vows and the quoting of the scriptures that you might want to have in your wedding. Different things, different ways that you can work it around so that each minister can have a part in your wedding and in your special day. If you don't have a minister in your life that matters to you or that you love, then you might want to consider talking to a friend. There probably are many friends that you have who are already involved in a church that might have a pastor or minister who they feel did a really good job at their wedding, or they've seen the wedding ceremony that they did for others, and they could give you some recommendations in that area. Then you also want to consider people in your wedding as far as who you're going to ask to be your soloist. You want to really be careful that you choose somebody who you can rely on, somebody whose voice you love, but somebody who is going to be willing to work with you and do the things that you ask. This was probably one of my more difficult times in the planning of my wedding. I asked someone who I thought was a very good friend. She just gave me a lot of grief when I told her the song that I would love her to sing for me. She gave me a difficult time about it. And I had to be willing to just take the stand and say, okay, fine, I'll get somebody else. Immediately she came around once I said that. Be aware of that and be ready to possibly make the hard decision if you need to, if they're giving you a difficult time. Because you don't want somebody up there singing for you that brings bad feelings back to your memory or to your heart. You want somebody who's there because they adore you and your future husband or you and your future bride, and they really want to make this a special day for you. Well, that kind of wraps it up. I wanted to keep it short and simple tonight and just maybe give you some ideas to think about when you're choosing your wedding party. Remember, choose from the heart and not from, well, I should, because it's always going to be better if it's someone that you love and you really dearly want there. Until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed with God's love. Bye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.